Blog Talk Radio.
In order to take your practice to the next level, you have to learn how to play a bigger game. Hi, and welcome to Growing Your Holistic Business, your weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and practical heart-centered business strategies to help you take your holistic practice to the next level and beyond. I'm your host, Bob Crawford, and I want to thank you for joining me here today. It's a pleasure and an honor, really, to connect with you and to be a part of your amazing journey. And my intention each week here is that our time together will prove fruitful and meaningful for you. I intend to honor your commitment to spend your time here with me by offering you practical, heart-centered advice, guidance, strategies, help, anything you need to take you to that place where you want to be. That's my goal. Now, first things first, I do want to share a quotation with you, and this is one that I've used recently. But, you know, it never ceases to amaze me the not only the importance of this quotation, but how applicable it is to every aspect of our life, every single aspect. And that comes from Abraham Lincoln, and it says, you know, if I have 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first four sharpening my axe. And really, that's what it's all about. It's about honing our skills, both personally and professionally, and getting good at what we do so that we're able to get out there in the world and make a difference and be that change that we want to see, as Gandhi so eloquently put it. You know, it's up to us to be the change we want to be, to take things in our life and in our business to that level and beyond. Now, before we jump into the show today, I do want to share with you the valuable resource that I give away for free over on my website. It's an audio program I created just for you. It's called How to Grow Your Holistic Business. And it really contains the seven-step strategy that I use with clients in private work and in workshops to help them play a bigger game and get out in the world and make their dreams come true, whatever those dreams are. You know, when you're talking about your business, you probably want more clients. You probably want to make a little bit more money. You probably want a little bit more freedom. You know, these are all aspects of having our own business that we are drawn to, that we really want, but then we struggle to attain them. So if you don't have all the clients you want, if you're not making enough money right now, if you're looking to create more freedom from your practice, then hop over to growingyourholisticbusiness.com and grab your free copy of that audio program that I give away. It's your gift just for listening to the show today. So let's jump right into things. Today I wanted to talk to you about how to play a bigger game. And really, the essence, the key to growing your practice, whatever modality you're in, whatever you do, however you help people, begins by growing yourself. Because, you know, one of the unavoidable truths is that your business, your practice, can only grow as much as you are willing to grow. Now, many times we have this barrier, this wall, this division between our personal lives and our professional lives. A lot of times, you know, when we put the work thing away and it's ended for the day, we sort of become a different person. But the reality is that, especially for solo practitioners, solo entrepreneurs, you are your business. And your level of growth is reflected by the level of success that you see in your business. So you really have to work on growing yourself to get yourself to that level that you want to be at. Play a bigger game out there in the world, to share your gifts in a bigger way, a brighter way, a more meaningful way that provides for you, that supports you, and gives you those things that you want out of your practice. You know, provides the things that you got into business in the first place for, that took it beyond just a hobby, just something you were interested in, just something that you liked doing to help heal people. You know, once you cross that barrier into the business world from the hobby world, things have to change. And that's very evident when you look at where your business is at and where you want it to be at. And when you look at the reasons why it's not growing. If we can just be brutally honest, you know, I experience the same thing in my own practice, in my own businesses. When I'm not there committed to it and putting in the work and making it grow, it doesn't grow. And the only way I can be there putting in the work and doing the work is if I grow myself. I have to grow into that person I want to become. You've heard this before. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. Because there are really three elements to playing a bigger game. You have to think bigger. You have to act to overcome your fears. And if you hop over to the blog at growingyourholisticbusiness.com, that's what this week's blog post is about. It's about playing a bigger game, growing your practice by growing yourself. And, you know, I want to urge everyone listening to this podcast right now to look at your business, to look at your career, and ask yourself, you know, what is preventing you from reaching that next level? 9 times out of 10, the answer is, it's ourselves. We're the ones holding ourselves back. So we want to put an end to that madness. We want to get you out of that rut, get you unstuck. So we're going to talk about these three elements of playing a bigger game. Now, the first, as I mentioned, is thinking bigger. And this is something that we hear talked about all the time. Big, you must have big dreams. You've got to not let your limitations stop you from dreaming big. But we know that dreaming big isn't always enough to make those dreams a reality. It takes a little bit more. But it does start by thinking big. Because if you don't have big thoughts, trust me, nothing big is ever going to happen in your life. Nothing big is ever going to happen in your practice. There won't be any breakthroughs. There won't be any advances. There won't be anything for you to latch on to pull yourself to the next level. So you have to start by allowing yourself to think big. And this is something that we often have conditioned ourselves to avoid. Why? Because we don't like getting hurt. You know, we have big dreams and they don't come true for whatever reason. And we feel rejected. We feel crushed. You know, this goes on over and over again in all of our lives. Over and over again. It's just the way we're wired. But when you allow yourself to have these big dreams and these big goals, and then you follow it up with action, well, then you can make things happen. But it all starts, as I said, with allowing yourself to think big. Because your number one tool for transforming your life, your number one tool for transforming your business, is your mind. It's not some fancy software. It's not the latest web gadget or Wingding or Yahoo. It's your mind. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have for transforming where you are today. And if you allow it to do what it does well, you'll see fantastic results. So what does your mind do well? Well, your mind is extremely efficient at finding answers to the questions and the problems that you give it. The problem is that we don't always give it productive things to work on. We say things like, you know, well, this is going to fail, or I doubt that's going to happen, or I'm going to try this even though I'm not very good at it. I'm going to give it a shot. It probably won't work out, but I'm going to try. So when your mind gets this kind of input, it doesn't have very much work to do. Pretty easy to keep you where you are. You know, you talk about your comfort zone. We talk about your comfort zone here a lot on Growing Your Holistic Business. I write about it a lot on my blog, because it's an essential part of our being. We all strive to create a zone of comfort for ourselves to exist in. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what we seek. It's what we desire. The problem is that we also want change. We also want new. We also want better. But moving out of our comfort zone requires change, and we don't like change. Change is difficult. Change is unknown. Change is scary. But those people who are successful, those people who achieve their goals, their big dreams, their big thoughts, their big ideas, are the ones who are able to shift their comfort zone. Notice I said shift. You know, there's a lot of talk and teachings out there about eliminating your comfort zone and smashing it. But, you know, it's never going to go away. wherever you end up, the next level becomes your new comfort zone. So the key to being successful, the key to constantly growing and expanding, is to learn to be comfortable with change. To learn to seek to be comfortable with change, to want to experience growth, to get off on growing and learning and trying new things. You know, we laugh at adrenaline junkies, but in essence, the people who grow their practices to the upper levels are the ones who embrace change, who embrace and welcome new ideas, new concepts, new ways of doing things, new connections. Because that's how you grow. So the first step of the process here in playing a bigger game is to begin to allow yourself to think bigger. And if you hopped over to that blog post there, you'll see that I gave you a quick thing that can help you think two steps. And it's really easy. And I'm going to invite you to do it right now as you're listening to this podcast. You don't have to stop. You don't have to write anything down. I just want you to think about your most important goals. And I want you to pick the most important goal to you, the most desirable dream that you have, the one that would make the most difference in your life if it were to come true right now. All right, you got one in mind? Something that you really, really want to achieve or create? Great, fantastic. Now here's the second step. Double that goal. That's it, just double that goal. Now how did that make you feel? Did you get a little scared? Did you get a little apprehensive, a little worry creep into your mind? How am I going to achieve that? I can't do that. That's crazy, Bob. Well, that's good because that's where you need to be. That's where your mind now has something to think about. See, before, when you don't have a specific goal, when you don't have a burning desire to change your comfort zone, to make something happen, to take yourself to the next level, your mind just goes along and keeps you where you are. It's really easy for it. But now, if you stretch yourself and if you give yourself a goal that seems just slightly unrealistic, well, now your mind has to go to work and has to look for ways and come up with creative ways to help you achieve that goal, to help you reach that dream. And you know what? It will. It's going to spit up all kinds of ideas. And if you spend a little bit of time brainstorming or just jotting down some of these things that come to you, you know, there may be one or two gems in there. There'll be some things that, you know, seem a little bit crazy, but that's okay because it might be one of those crazy ideas that turns out to be the gem in the rough, that turns out to be the million-dollar idea that takes your business to the next level. So I urge you to, you know, try thinking a little bit bigger. Take some of your goals and stretch them a little bit. And, you know, hey, listen, if doubling your goal didn't scare you, well, try tripling it. Try quadrupling it. Try going to whatever level it takes until you get a little bit worried, a little bit doubtful, and a little bit apprehensive. Because now you're dancing on the edge. And now you're unleashing that creativity within your mind, and you're allowing it to flow and expand and look for ways to get you to that next level. So you've got to stretch yourself. You've got to think big in order to play a bigger game. But as I said, thinking big isn't always enough. You know, the world is full of people with big ideas and big dreams and big talk. Because a big idea without any action behind it is just that. It's just big talk. And big talk's not going to change your practice. Big talk's not going to change your career. It's not going to change your life. It's not going to change your relationships. But what is going to change all those things is big actions. So along with those big ideas and those big thoughts that I want you to start thinking, I want you to start taking big actions as well. Big actions are like if we think of big ideas as the cornerstone or the foundation of this future that we're building, well, big actions are the cement that hold all those blocks together. I know it's a poor analogy, but you know, they go hand in hand. Without taking actions on these ideas that you have, nothing changes in your life. And I think you know that at a deep level. You understand that. But when we reach that point where we're struggling and things aren't materializing in our business or our practice or our life in the way that we want them to or are hoping that they will, it can be tough. It can be a challenge. You know, I think that many people have this mistaken belief that when they get to that next level in their career, in their practice, when they finally filled it with all the clients they need, when they're finally making the amount of money they need, that's when they're going to change. And that's when they're going to develop miraculously out of nowhere these habits, these skills that they need to exist at that level. But the reality is a little bit different, isn't it? You really need to develop those habits and gain those skills in order to get to the next level. So what I always recommend, and this is something I've been talking about for years, even back when I was a personal development coach, is you have to step into the world and you have to begin acting as if you've already achieved those goals. And, you know, this is actually a part of the manifestation process, acting as if, expecting, but not being attached to the outcomes you want. And that sounds like an oxymoron, expecting something to happen, but not being attached to the fact of whether it's going to happen or not. But it's about presenting yourself in the world as if you were already at the level you want, as if you already had a full, thriving, successful practice, as if you were already a successful businesswoman or successful businessman. So a good mental exercise is to imagine yourself in the future already having achieved this dream, already having reached this level, and then looking backwards and seeing what skills you had to develop to get there. Looking backwards and seeing what habits you had to develop. You know, what would your days look like? How often would you have to work? What kind of work would you be doing on a daily basis to grow your practice to this level? And once you put all these ideas together, you create a literal roadmap, a blueprint from where you are now to where you want to be. And it's filled with actions that you have to take. It's filled with them. I believe that this acting as if is the simplest solution to acting bigger. Because if you're already at that stage in your life where you know for sure what you want, and it's just a matter of learning how to get there. You know, we all have this gap between where we are and where we want to go, and that gap is filled with these skills and these habits. So there's no time like now to start the habits of success, to start the daily habits that a person that you imagine yourself to be would have once they've reached that magical level that you're envisioning yourself at. You know, this sounds like a lot of head games. It sounds like a lot of woo-woo stuff, but this is the reality of how life works. You can't get to the next level by maintaining the habits and skills that you have now, because those habits and skills got you to where you are. Those thought patterns got you to where you are now, and they're keeping you there. Comfortably, you may say not so comfortably, you may be experiencing pain and frustration that you're not moving on. But your comfort exists because of your fear of change, of your unwillingness to step out into your full light, to really shine your light brightly and experience this new level, knowing there's a lot of unknown out there. That's what holds so many people back. But learning how to take action on these big ideas you have is going to elevate you beyond that. And, you know, that really moves into the last thing that I want to talk about when it comes to playing a bigger game, and that's overcoming these fears. Because, you know what, fear pops up all the time. It pops up for all of us. It's not something that magically goes away once you reach a certain level in your personal growth. Fears are there. You know, they're a primal instinct. And our Creator, I would imagine, gave them to us, you know, these fears, to keep us safe. Because at one time, we really needed them. We depended on our fears to keep us alert, to let us know when there was danger nearby so that we could either fight or flight. Remember, those are our two instincts when fear. But those fears don't exist in our society today. There's no, you know, wild tigers lurking on the sidewalks waiting to make lunch out of you. So our minds, these ancient part of our minds, still has to grasp for things to do, to things to be afraid of. So we turn instead to things like fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of appearing dumb, fear of letting someone down, fear of letting ourselves down. And the list goes on and on and on. And these are just imaginary fears that really are not going to hurt us physically. they may cause us a little bit of emotional or mental upset, but the reality is we can move through all those. So these fears don't exist for a good reason anymore. You know, that's just the truth. So so much has been written about fear, and I think the ultimate book on fear is by Susan Jeffers, Face Your Fears and Do It Anyway, because that is the only way to overcome a fear of anything, is to do the thing you're afraid of. And then once you've done it, you look back and you go, oh, that wasn't so bad. And, you know, you may not have liked the experience. You may decide that you don't want to do that again. But you survived. You understood. You passed through the fear. And many times when we do this, when we face our fear and we do the thing anyway, we discover afterwards that it wasn't so bad. And it helps us the next time we're facing something scary. You know, you can think back and you can go, well, you know, I did that one thing. I was afraid of doing that, and I did that, and it didn't turn out so bad. So now you have a groundwork, you have a framework to move forward on. And each time you face a little fear, it gets a little bit easier the next time. And fear doesn't always go away. It changes the way it manifests itself. Now let's take fear of public speaking. This is one of the biggest fears out there. So many people stress out to the point of anxiety if they have to stand up in front of a crowd and speak. And, you know, I'm fortunate in a way that I enjoy speaking in public, but that fear was there for me in the beginning too. But because I was doing something I loved doing, I had this drive, this willingness, this yearning to speak. That fear that I experienced didn't stop me. I went ahead and I did it anyway. And the second time, you know what, I was still afraid, butterflies in my stomach, but it didn't stop me again. And each time it gets a little bit less and a little bit less. I still get nervous. I get nervous before, you know, in a much smaller way, before I begin in each of these podcasts. But it's a manageable fear. In fact, it's an enjoyable thing. Like public speaking now, the butterflies in my stomach aren't stopping me. They're just helping me realize that I am about to help people transform, become alert. It helps me step up into my light and keeps me fired up about what I'm doing. So it's not really a nervousness that's scaring me anymore. It's just a nervousness that I need to do the best job I can. So it's not about performing anymore. It's about my level of service, of being unafraid to be vulnerable, being unafraid to share and to do whatever it takes to get that message across to help people make their own transformation in their businesses. That's the only goal that I have now. And that's the only way that fear pops up in inside of me. So the thing with fear, you know, saying to face your fear, you'll overcome it is so easy, but it's so difficult to do when you're standing there facing a fear by yourself, all alone. You know, I know this. I've been there. I understand. And the only thing I can say to you is that you can help manage your fear by changing the way you're thinking, by changing the questions you're asking to yourself. Because when fear strikes, your mind is racing and all these questions pop up. You know, what if I fail? What if this goes wrong? What if they don't like me? What if they think I'm stupid? All these things go through your mind. And you can replace those consciously when they pop up by asking yourself better questions. You know, what if this is the next step in my career? What if this person I have to call turns out to be a connection that I have for life? What if? You know, focus on the positive. This, again, is manifestation 101. The more we focus on those positive aspects of the situations we're in, the more likely it is that we're going to create positive results in our life. Focus on the negative, you're going to get the negative. Focus on the positive, you're going to create positive. So I want you to think about the things in your life that are stopping you because of fear. And I want you to really work on turning them around by asking yourself better questions. You know, what if I succeed? What if they love me? What if they think I'm awesome for having the courage to try this? Your mind is going to be continuously working anyway. It's up to you to decide how it's going to work and what it's going to work out. You know, there's an adage in the computer programming world that I learned back in high school called garbage in, garbage out. If the programmer makes a mistake writing the computer code and puts garbage into the computer, well, the computer doesn't know what to do with it, so it spits out garbage. And you know, our minds are much the same way. So I'm a big advocate of feeding your mind positive things. And that journey of feeding your mind positive things starts with you and the way you talk to yourself and the questions you ask yourself. And trust me, over time, the more you consciously interrupt yourself and replace those negative thoughts and those negative questions with positive ones, well, over time, you'll notice that you're going to start producing positive thoughts and positive results automatically. Automatically. There's going to be a shift in your behavior. There's going to be a shift in your mental patterns through repetition. You know, there's no magic pill that you can take that does this, you know, with a snap of a finger. It takes time, but it takes a commitment, and it takes just you focusing on the positive things in your life over and over and over. And this all stems from the idea that we're talking about today of playing a bigger game. The only way for you to take your practice to the next level, the only way for you to attract all those clients you want, the only way for you to actually make the income that you want from your practice is for you to step up and play a bigger game. And that requires you to open yourself up and to shine your light brightly, as bright as you can, to be the biggest person you can be. You know, we did talk about a lot of things here today. And as I said, a lot of it sounds like head games. It sounds like a lot of woo-woo. But the reality is that your thoughts, your mind, control your results in life. Yes, there are things out there beyond your control that are going to have an effect on you and your business. But ultimately, you're responsible for your own success. And as I say in my newsletter, you have to always remember that you are the key to your success. If you believe you can succeed, you will succeed. It's that simple. Well, that does things for another episode of Growing Your Holistic Business. I am your host, Bob Crawford, and I do want to remind you to hop over to growingyourholisticbusiness.com, where you can get your free copy of that special audio program I created just for holistic practitioners like you. Hey, it's been fantastic sharing this time together today. I want you to get out in the world, shine your light in a bright way, be the best practitioner you can be, and help as many people as you can. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you find it, and you have a great day, and keep growing. Peace.